But first, as promised, let's kick things off chatting with the travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. That's exactly what I've been doing, Onanta. I've been following your latest adventures in the UK on Facebook and Instagram. So where are you today?
It's been an amazing trip. Lots of places I've always wanted to visit. Bucket list checked off, enjoying the time that we're spending on the Regal Princess, a very large ship. But, you know, with all the people on board, you aren't going to encounter a lot of crowds, maybe at peak times, but it's not intrusive in your day. The first port of call I did was to Portland, which is an interesting stop in the heart of the Jurassic coast. And this used to be a former naval base, and it was home to sailing events of a 2012 Olympics. Now, the Jurassic coast is like a World Heritage Site, so very interesting. And then nice thing for what they do at the Portland port is that they provide a 3-shot salute from the Fort Victorian Artillery Brigade. So, you know, always these little things make a big difference on your voyage. Our next day was supposed to be in Guernsey, but due to weather, we missed it. So be prepared that weather can change your itinerary quickly, but safety is always first. Being on a large ship, though, you know, the movement wasn't that bad. I have to say that it's been pretty amazing as far as the movement. You don't feel a lot of to and froing. It's very good. And, you know, having a sea day, there's lots of things to do. Like you can enjoy a full afternoon tea, to lively cocktail presentations. You can go to bingo. There's lots of trivia and game shows that dominate the daily program. And, you know, at night, you can even watch a recent release under Movies Under the Stars.
Cool. Did the waves bother you? Because I used to love the rough weather, the rough seas when I was a crew member.
No, actually, they didn't. I did wear my sea bands that day, so always have a pair handy. But actually, it was kind of nice because it lulls you to sleep. And I didn't mind hearing like the rain because we weren't really, safety first at all measures. So, you know, take advantage of your sea days. It can be as fun as being in port.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be. And that's the whole idea about being on a ship. They can certainly keep you occupied. And you're right about the minimal of movement. And it really does rock you to sleep like a baby. So, yes. But I used to love the rough waters. But anyways, continue on. What was you missed Guernsey, unfortunately. But then where did you go?
We the next port of call was... it's called Cove. It's a small port town on the south coast of Ireland near Cork and the Blarney Castle, which is a big draw here. Cove was the last port visited by the Titanic. It's a really wonderful walking experience in this little village. You can go see the Titanic memorials. The monument's located in the square in the village. You can go have... a stout, the famous for Beamish or Murphy stout here. So that was fun, just kind of being in the middle of everything, watching people go by and enjoy. We've had really nice weather, Randy, nice sunny skies. And then yesterday we were in Belfast. And if you're doing it on your own, start with the hop-on, hop-off tour. It's really a good way to familiarize yourself with the sights. It's an interesting dialogue because it can turn to religion, personal identity of the Irish people, the British people, and politics, of course. The highlight for me was the Peace Wall, and it divides the Falls and Shankill roads in the western part of Belfast. It runs for several kilometers, and what you're going to see is it's like murals or graffiti of what, you know, the feelings were at the time when the IRA was part of the history of the country. It's interrupted by several junctions by enormous metal gates across the roads. And at the height of the troubles, these were used as security checkpoints. So Belfast is the capital and the largest in Northern Ireland. So there's many things to do. It was where the Titanic was built. You can visit Crumlin Road Ghoul, which is a jail that we visited. It's kind of spooky because it was this huge facility, no longer used other than tourism. You can also go swing by City Hall, take the Game of Thrones studio tours if you enjoyed that. And there's also excursions available to go to the Giant's Causeway. Keep in mind, it takes 2 hours to get there, 2 hours to get back, and probably just about an hour and a half there.
Yeah, you do want to keep that in mind, especially if you're on a cruise, because you don't want to miss your ship, right?
Right. And that's, one thing you to keep in mind, that if you go on a cruise sanctioned shore excursion, it's their liability to get you back to the ship on time.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about the ship. I know you mentioned some of the things, but it sounds like a wonderful ship.
It is a really lovely ship. It does hold over 3,100 people. The public spaces are grouped together on decks 5, 6, and 7, and then 16 to 19, whereas the cabins take the rest of the decks. The Lido deck, it has a few cabins there, along with a pool and a number of dining options. So it would be like pizza or hot dogs or hamburgers. And the layout packs it all together and keeps a variety of, or the vast majority of rooms away from noise at night. It's one thing I really like about this ship is the music, like whether it's live music or background music. It's like the 80s and the 90s, which is just right up my era. I just love it.
Well, that's the one thing I do like about a cruise ship, too, is the entertainment. You mentioned, like, there's so much live music. You can go almost from one place to another. One place might have a piano bar. Another place might have a two-piece band playing somewhere. And then you've got the big shows at night. So there's lots of entertainment, right?
Oh, there is. Like, you can do, like a full afternoon tea to going to see, as you say, like a really lively cocktail presentation. They had a big band in yesterday. Nice to see people get up and dance. They have bingo, trivia, game shows, as well as they have different, destination themed events. There's lots of really good entertainment as far as the evening, production shows and music events. And you can also watch a recent release of at Movies Under the Skies or Stars. Pardon me, Movies Under the Stars.
Awesome. And you're not done. You still got a few more days, right?
Right. So next is a day at sea. And then after that, we are going to be still in Scotland. We're going to Invergordon, where people will probably go to Loch Ness or explore that beautiful part of the world. And then we have another day at sea. Then we're in Bruges, Belgium. And then we're in Le Havre, France, which you are able to go into Paris before we dock on the 29th. One thing I do want to share with you about Princess is that they have a modern and very high-tech ocean medallion. It's a personalization technology, and it's meant to make your cruise more convenient and service more intuitive. So it's a small disc that you can that replaces the key card. You can use it to open doors, embark and disembark. You can order online any room service you want, and register food and drink preferences. It also, like, I would recommend you consider the packages, like the plus and the premium, because then you have your drinks included. And then, people, depending on how much they drink or what they drink, it may not be of value to you, but it does give you a sense of not being nickel and dime every time you want something.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea because you're right. You're not constantly watching your bank account and, oh, how much money do we have to spend and what have we budgeted and things like that. It just makes it easier. Well, it all sounds wonderful. dinner time there. So you're probably getting set for your evening meal. And we'll catch up with you next week to hear all about Scotland and France and Belgium.
Yes, that will be great.
Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow all her adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Thanks again, Onetta.
Take care, Randy. Thanks for having me.